This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup, a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. This week in Bear Soup, we have an article from Roland Nethaway entitled, "Why Can't Two Manly Men Marry and Share Benefits of Matrimony?" as printed in the Waco Tribune Herald. The article begins, "Texas being Texas, I wouldn't put the odds too high that lawmakers will pass same-sex marriage legislation anytime soon. Maybe they should. Until I heard about 65-year-old Brian Pinn's proposal to 56-year-old Bill Dalrymple, I did not fully comprehend the advantages of same-sex marriage. Speaking as a serial failure with opposite-sex marriages, I figured people clamoring for same-sex marriages didn't fully understand what they were asking for. That was before I learned about Brian and Bill, two divorced Canadians who saw advantages in Canada's new same-sex legislation. When someone in a tavern remarked that the two men sound like an old married couple, Brian was quoted in a Canadian newspaper as saying a light bulb went on. He realized he could tie the knot with Bill under Canada's new same-sex marriage law. Brian asked for Bill's hand in matrimony. I can only imagine the tears in that tavern when Bill accepted Brian's proposal. Brian and Bill's engagement wasn't exactly what Canada's Liberals, New Democratic Party, and Bloc Québécois had in mind when they passed the nation's same-sex marriage law. Brian and Bill are the same sex. They share the same sexual orientation, but they are not gay. In arguing that it was not the government's business to interfere when consulting adults want to be legally wed, it never occurred to Canada's lawmakers that a couple of straight drinking buddies like Brian and Bill might exchange vows in legal matrimony. As for love, who can judge? Both Brian and Bill probably love having a drinking buddy who also likes to hunt, fish, and watch sports on TV. If straight couples had to prove that they were in love before they married, it would all but put an end to all those sweet young lasses marrying rich old men with one foot in the grave. What Brian and Bill saw in taking another walk down the aisle were the tax breaks and other benefits enjoyed by married couples. Canada, like the United States, gives tax advantages to their married citizens. By subsidizing marriage with preferential tax treatment, governments hope married couples will produce a better society. Maybe so. Brian and Bill saw the benefits of marriage as a way to save some money. Even if two can't live as cheaply as one, at least they can save a bunch of money on their car insurance, tax bills, and other situations that provide family discounts. If lawmakers really want to promote marriage, they should pass same-sex marriage laws like the one in Canada. There are millions of single, widowed, and divorced straight men and women who just might jump at a same-sex marriage that offered financial rewards and avoided putting up with the irritations of the opposite sex. From a man's point of view, there would be no weekend honeydews, no third degree after coming home late or at all, no complaints over loud belches or similar amusements, no problem with throwing dirty clothes on the floor. Filling the refrigerator with beer would be admired, not ridiculed. Men with trucks would seek partners with bass boats. There could never be too many power tools. Family discounts at the golf club or gym would be great. Memberships that allowed spouses to join without charge would be better. Medical coverage for spouses would come in handy when fights break out over the remote control. Classified ads under Men Seeking Men would read, "Marriage-minded man looking for a man who likes fast cars, motorcycles, sports, barbecue, and hunting dogs. Moderate to heavy drinking preferred." For straight women, marriage would be an opportunity to have a spouse who listens without giving advice and doesn't act like a man. All that and tax breaks too. Now, who could be against same-sex marriages? Regrettably, the stress of planning their marriage caused Brian and Bill to cancel their wedding. They remain drinking pals. This has been the commentary article entitled "Why Can't Two Manly Men Marry and Share Benefits of Matrimony?" written by Roland Netherway, as reprinted in The Day, August 22nd, 2005. And now, in the Bear Book Nook, we have a review of P.J. Gray's More Bear Cookin'. P.J. Gray is an award-winning freelance writer, proud member of the bear community, and author of Bear Cookin', the original guide to bear comfort foods, which came out in 2003. Tell the truth, I rather thought the first volume was a bit slim, but this revised edition has not been on any diet. Let me tell you, this is a bear-sized book. Now at more than 250 pages. And here's the new book announcement from Haworth Press. Make your kitchen more bearable to burly men with big appetites. Loosen your belts and make room for seconds. P.J. Gray, author of Bear Cookin', is back with more bear cookin', bigger and better. Serving up another helping of mouth-watering recipes, handy kitchen tips, and tributes to comfort foods. Seasoned with humor and served with a side order of fun, home-style cooking holds a special place in the hearts and bellies of bears who can take comfort in the hearty fare found in the personal and family recipes presented in More Bear Cookin', Bigger and Better. Find everything you need for 3 squares a day and all snacks in between in sections like Lip Smackin' Snackin', Woofy Breakfast, More Hearty Sides, Come and Get It Entrees, More Bear Meat, and Way Beyond the Honey Pot. More Bear Cookin' also pays loving tribute to the magical powers of peanut butter, eggs, potatoes, cheese, mayonnaise, and chocolate. More Bear Cookin' is also seasoned liberally with delightful illustrations by Terry J. What else can I say? Go out and get this book. More Bear Cookin', Bigger and Better by P.J. Gray, published by Harrington Park Press. $14.95, available in bookstores now. For a link, go to suresha.com. That just goes to prove what we always say here on Bear Soup. Tu modo ursum edis, tu modo ursus edit. Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.